But anyway, at 4 o'clock, the police come up, and there's a fisherman from Harwich. I think his name was Thomas. I'm not quite certain. His skull, we got them. There's Colin Bell, that's my mate, his name deceased. Myself, my father, and the rower. Well, he was sculling, because it'd give you more room, yeah, more rubbish. We went down Ingate Street, got to the stables. The water was quite high. To get in, they couldn't get in the doors from the outside, but there was doors where they used to take the supplies up and put them in the loft. So we jiggled about, took us about a quarter of an hour, and we managed to, with a pole, to get the door unlatched, and I was pushed up inside the loft. I told my dad to start where he was. Colin, my mate who passed away, just try and get the door open into Ingate Street. So I went up, I could see the horses, they were jumping and making a hell of a noise. I went to Peggy first, because they were in a manger, and they were down and underneath with a big ball under the manger. And I got out of her, let her out, and that was a terrible sight to see the legs, because where she panicked all night long, she'd kicked and kicked and kicked, and there was just no hair on her legs at all, just naked. We got her out, Dad took that one out, and I got Darky out. We had to be careful with him, because he's bad tempered. He was a short, dark one. The mate come in, I untied the manger and got Darky out, got him to the door. Colin, he took it outside,